Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew.
It's Mark and Melanie.
99.5 QYK. All right. Last night, Melanie, at the Rays game, she was hosting in-game entertainment.
Yeah.
So
it was so much fun.
Yeah. So you're there, and it's like, is it weird to look up and then see yourself on the Jumbotron while you're talking, or do you try to purposely block that out?
Well, so I'm looking at the camera that's directly in front of me. I'm not looking at myself on the Jumbotron, so I don't see that back.
Did you ever want to look, though?
Like, no, I actually did not want to look.
You didn't want to look and see, like, you see yourself on there?
I'm my own worst critic. No way.
But everybody else can see on it. Don't you want to see what you look like?
But I know what I look like. I see myself every day in the mirror.
Yeah, I guess you do see yourself every day. So, but did you have somebody, like, taking video of yourself on the Jumbotron?
Well, Brian, my fiance, he was there, so he took some video on the Jumbotron, and then some of my girlfriends came out to support me, which was so sweet, and they took some video as well.
Can you drink beer while you're hosting?
No.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. Can you?
I mean, I didn't ask, but I assume that's frowned upon.
Rays won last night.
They did.
Gosh, they're playing well.
Yeah, so both times I've been there, they've
World
won.
World Series. They could easily be in the World. Why couldn't they be in the World
they
Series?
They could. No one understand. Said they couldn't.
No, I hear a lot of people saying they can't.
Okay, well, I don't.
You still have a lot of people predicting that the end, like the last half of the season, they're going to implode. I think it's just like a Tampa Bay thing. I don't know. So my time living here, I've kind of realized that, like, that's just a Tampa Bay thing. Where it's like, even when
starts off great.
Right. Even when the Bucks start off good, it's like, oh, just wait. But then usually people are right. So I don't know. It's hard to doubt them anymore.
See, but we know.
Yeah, I know. There's something there in your DNA where it's like, you're just like, oh, no, watch out. I'm like, oh, be positive. Then I'm like, ooh, see what you're talking about now.
See, I'm hopelessly optimistic.
Well, that's good.
Every single season, I'm like, no, this is the season.
All right, here's a clip
Same
of
with
you.
The Bucks.
Here's a clip of you last night at the Trop hosting the game. That sounds like you're in like I don't know. I can't picture what that looks like. Like when you're there and you're looking at the, because the Trop is a massive facility.
Yes, it's huge. So I was down by the away team behind the dugouts. There's this little platform and they were doing a ball bounce race between DJ Kitty and Raymond. So that's what I was hosting in that clip.
Who won?
DJ Kitty.
Okay. I didn't know.
That was important.
One year the Rays gave away those onesies. Do you remember those DJ Kitty
yes.
onesies? My kids have them. The two girls have them, and they dress up like them sometimes. They'll pull it out of the closet and run around the house.
Those are awesome.
I was like, oh, DJ Kitty attacks. Here we go.
They'll be doing a ball bounce race around the house, but it's just two DJ Kitties.
I see the DJ Kitties come out, and I run for my life. I just get out of there, so I'm scared of them.
Stuff's about to get weird.
Stuff's about to get weird. They're like tormenting the house in the DJ Kitty outfit. It's pretty good. All right, well, congrats to the Rays. Congrats to you, Melanie.
Yeah, thanks.
And congrats, DJ Kitty. And Rays won last night. What did the Yankees do, Kevin? Do we know what the Yankees did?
I don't know.
Because they're chasing the Yankees down for first place.
Yes.
And as of last night, they were only two games down. So
Yankees lost.
Ooh,
hey.
Rays won one game. Is that what I'm feeling?
Yes.
I believe. Let me look at the standings. The Rays are one game out.
Nice.
You're good luck, Melanie.
I mean, I think so.
Not only do you help the Rays win, you also allow the Yankees to lose. So that's exactly what they need. That's good.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Well, here we go again. Another round of tornadoes. This is just super dangerous. And then, unbelievably, another round of people calling to complain because TV meteorologists are actually trying to protect people from these dangerous storms that roll in.
Yeah.
Man, this is getting out of hand. I'm going to play this. Yesterday we played, it was the NBA game. It was the playoff game people were calling, and they're like, stop split-screening the game.
Yeah, but when there's an emergency news alert, they have to do that.
Have to do it.
Of course.
You got to save people's lives, or at least try. Do everything you can. Well, I guess the Bachelorette was on.
Yes, and it was on Monday night.
Tornadoes rolled through Dayton, Ohio, and let's go to the live coverage then.
Heavy rain is between you and the tornado. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice rain. Think about this was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop, okay? Just stop right now. It's not.
How could people think that it's all about this guy's ego when he's got the radar screen behind him and there are tornadoes on the ground? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, what? How is it about his ego when there are tornadoes?
Obviously, it's about the weather, but his reaction is just so ridiculous.
Well, I think he's tired. You know, he just sounds exhausted. Yeah. You know, this has been a hard couple of weeks for these guys.
It's not about my ego.
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic.
This is when he starts to lose it a little bit.
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic.
Imagine if we came on the air one day and just broke.
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry I did that. I'm just...
Wait, what?
The best part.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm done with you people. You're pathetic.
All right. I'm sorry I did that. I'm just...
Okay. All right.
He had a fit of rage, and then he snapped back to it.
He snapped right back.
All right. I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
Calm down. Oh, my.
It just really bothers me that... We have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
Just ridiculous.
The Bachelorette getting people fired up. These storms have been really dangerous. And, you know, I think he did the right thing by melting down. I would not have apologized. The guy before, remember, said the night before?
Yeah,
we are not going to apologize. We don't care what you missed about the NBA game because there were tornadoes on the ground.
Yeah, but this guy kind of went off the deep end. I'm just sick and tired of you people.
All right, I'm sorry I did that.
You freaked out.
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
All right, everybody. It's time for some throwbacks. The ACM Honor Awards. Going to recognize Miranda Lambert, Kacey Musgraves. I even saw Brooks and Dunn.
Yes.
Going to be honored as well.
No, they definitely deserve an award, for sure. So they're going to take a bunch of people from the ACMs that won there or maybe weren't recognized there and honor them in the 13th Annual ACM Awards.
All right, it's the ACM Honors?
ACM Honors.
August the 21st.
Get Nashville
ready for that. Yeah, and they're also touting off-camera winners from the 54th Academy of Country Music Awards. So going to get some more recognition.
I mean, I guess they're not getting enough. You know what didn't get a lot, though, was A Star is Born, the film with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, because there was a lot of controversy.
There's a lot of controversy.
Is it country? Yeah. Is it not?
And then, you know, Twitter went crazy because they're like, how can you just ignore what that was? And so, yeah, that was interesting. That was like a big thing.
So now they're going to honor that at the ACM Honors.
This is like the new thing. If you don't get what you thought you should have got, then you just get your own show
right.
to get honored. So
just a separate thing.
Mark from Midland.
Oh, he's so hot.
That's why I stopped talking, because I was like, all right, do your thing.
He's so hot. And he's a model.
Well, and so is his wife.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Well, too. His girlfriend, but soon to be wife. See, you made that mistake too. We had him on about a month ago, and this was you talking to Mark.
It seems like you are traveling a lot, not only obviously with Midland, but then just you and your wife. I can't keep up. I'm like, they're always somewhere and traveling. And...
Whoa, not wife yet.
Oh, sorry. Got ahead of myself.
Damn, Mark, you just called and got married this morning, dude.
Yeah.
Well, now he is. He just got engaged, so congratulations to Mark and Ty.
Called it.
They're going to make pretty babies.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to be so gorgeous.
Going to make very pretty babies.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie. All right, on the way at 7:10, we're 12 minutes away. Cat 5 karaoke. Category 5 karaoke. We have got the wind machine in the studio.
The wind machine, a.k.a. the leaf blower.
Well, this thing generates wind over 250 miles an hour.
It is a machine.
Beyond any storm that has ever hit the mainland continent. So get ready for that. We'll be singing a karaoke song. I guess I'll be doing it this morning.
Yes.
And you'll have to guess what it is, and you'll win a gift card to Tropical Smoothie. That's on the way at 7:10. Melanie was up yesterday. If you haven't seen the video, it's on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. I thought it was good.
It was hysterical. I looked like an 80s rocker.
You did.
Because when he flipped the switch on that thing, my hair blew back and you could barely hear what I was saying.
That's
was
actually
great.
How they used to film music videos in the 80s. They would take leaf blowers in and just...
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Something that didn't happen in the 80s because it couldn't, but it's happening now, is people are able to like texts. Okay? This is... Not everybody knows you can do this. But if someone's to send you a text...
I feel like you're setting me up right now.
Well, technology has set me up. Listen, this is the last thing we needed in America. You can actually like a text.
Yeah, I know, because I do it all the time.
You do it all the time. My wife has just started doing it. By the way, I haven't talked to my wife about it, because I just kind of like ignore it.
I mean, instead you're just taking it out on me?
Well, has your wife ever sent you a text?
She hasn't.
I'm just saying, your significant other, have they ever sent you a text? Like, hey, can you swing by the store and pick up, you know, a bottle of wine or something?
Yeah.
And you write back, yes. And then she likes the text that I wrote, yes. And I'm like, well, of course you like that text, because I'm doing what you want me to do. Why do we have to hit like? Because it sends me a whole nother notification. I got to go through the whole thing.
It's acknowledgement, Mark. Don't you want to be acknowledged? That's what I want in my relationship, to know that I'm heard.
Here's what we don't. I don't need that acknowledgement that you got the text and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't? See, I like it. Just go ahead. Give me a thumbs up. Let me know you saw it.
I don't need
any other response.
I know, but we like all the comments we like, tweets we like, Instagram we like, and now a text, you like a text. And then here's what Melanie will do. This is great. She'll like a text, but then she'll also follow up to the text with like a, oh, cool, or thanks, or sounds good. It's like, well, I figured it sounded good because you like the text.
All right. Note to self, I will not acknowledge or text Mark back.
Kevin, do you? No, you can respond, but it's the liking of the text, which is like, and then I get a little thumbs up.
How is that affecting you in any way, shape, or form?
Drives me bananas. Like it. Kevin, do you do this? Have you seen it done? Does your wife do it?
My wife does not do it. The only time I ever see it done is when Melanie does it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've never done it.
She was the first person that ever, and then my wife started doing it. And I'm like, I've never even said a word to my wife. Like, I'm sure she's listening to this now. She's making breakfast for 5 kids. She's listening to QYK on the Alexa. And now she's probably going to go back and start liking all these texts.
I hope she does.
Yeah, it'll just start going off. But it's just, I just feel like it's the last thing we needed. So shoot us a text. Do you like texts? Or are you? Or is this something you don't want to get involved in? 800-992-1099.
Am I being annoying and I didn't know that by liking people's text messages? It was honestly just to be nice and acknowledge people. But now I'm feeling like it's weird.
So I feel like it's just an unnecessary step. Because, like, for instance, I think last week when you went to host the Rays game,
yeah,
I was like, hey, good luck before the game. You know, mm-hmm. just trying to be positive and get people excited about life.
Right.
Hey, good luck hosting the Rays game tonight. You liked the text and then wrote back, thanks.
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does, but it was the same thing twice. Like, if you like it, I'm like, oh, you saw the text and you like it. Cool.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, by the way, thanks. See, it wasn't like I was like, oh, wow, you like that text. I wonder if you're angry. And then you wrote back, thanks.
All right, fine. Okay, noted. I will not like anybody's text messages.
Do you have other friends that Okay, do you have other friends that like texts?
No, it's mainly just me.
It's just you. See, this
I'm the weird person.
I know. See, right now a lot of your friends are listening and they're like, "Oh, thank God this Mark guy had
he broke it to step up.
Yeah.
We
were hoping that somebody would say something to her, and that's what's going on right now.
Okay, this is a text intervention.
It sort of is. It's a tintervention.
I hear you. Okay.
No, yeah, you got to be liking. Careful with that, but it's a textervention.
There you go. That sounds a lot better.
It's a little
the
safer
last.
For that, yeah. It's 99.5 QYK. Textervention. So I get liking Facebook posts, liking tweets, liking Instagram posts and videos, but liking text, I got to draw the line somewhere. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. My wife started doing this. Send her text, then she'll like it, and then she'll respond. Melanie's been doing it since I've known her. And
yeah, I didn't know that this was a thing that people didn't like me to do.
I'm at a breaking point now where it's like, I don't even want to send texts anymore sometimes because I'm like, I'm going to get a like, and then I'm going to get a response. And then I got to respond to it, and then it's going to get another like.
Tell me how you really feel, Mark.
This is me being open and honest. I can't be any more open and honest right now.
Yep, I am now part of a text intervention. You guys have let me know.
Well, I think it's interesting that your friends don't like your text, but you like their text. So I have a feeling they are going, oh gosh, Melanie is, like, have you noticed a downtick in text since you started liking them?
No. And honestly, I just do the liking feature on text messages because I feel like I miss the initial conversation. So I go back because they'll probably be texting all morning about something, right? About the bachelorette party or whatever. So after the show, I'll go back and I'll have 20 messages, and then I just go and I double tap and I like stuff to let people know, hey, I'm catching up. I know what's going on. I'm in the loop. But apparently it's annoying.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing, too. By doing that, you're just kind of checking the boxes. You're not really engaged in the conversation. So I feel like it's not legitimate anyway. I feel like you're just going, oh, I missed that, like, missed that, like, missed that, like. You know what I mean?
Trying to engage. You're trying. I'm working.
Listen, texting is tough. This is tough business. No one said it was easy. So speaking of text, we have texts coming in about liking texts.
We do, and I'm not going to like any of them back because I don't want to be annoying. But somebody did say that the liking of text messages is only with Apple phones, and that their boss will like their text messages, but since they have an Android, it'll say that she liked it and it'll resend their entire message.
Gosh.
Now that's annoying.
That would drive me, but I'd have to quit that job. I couldn't work for that guy. That would drive me bananas.
I can't believe what a pet peeve this is.
Oh my gosh. You get the little thumbs up and then it tells you, Melanie liked your text. I'm like, oh, I knew that was coming. I just knew it. I felt it.
First world problem.
This really is. I'm in fear of it. Also in fear of Category 5 karaoke, which is next.
You should be.
250-mile-an-hour winds, karaoke, and your chance to win next on QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, let's do it. Category 5 karaoke, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, Kevin's got his hurricane machine in here. This is the leaf blower. This is one of my favorite toys I've ever seen in my entire life. This blows air over 250 miles an hour, way above a Category 5 hurricane. By the way, y'all, storm season starts this Saturday.
Yes.
Tax-free starts Friday. So we're doing this to raise awareness. It's time to start hurricane prep, and we want you to take advantage of the tax-free benefits for the next week starting on Friday, okay? So get on that today. Here's what we're going to do. Kevin's going to fire up the machine, and I'm going to sing. I'm going to karaoke sing.
The leaf blower. Yep.
I'm going to sing karaoke-style country song, and we'll start with the ninth caller. If you know what it is, call us, and the ninth caller, if you get it, you're going to want a gift card to Tropical Smoothie. See, it kind of makes sense, like Tropical Storm.
Tropical
smoothie.
You did there.
See
nice.
What I'm talking about?
All right.
Now, hold on.
You're doing a lot of talking. I just want to get to the leaf blower.
Let me batten down here.
At your face.
I'm trying to batten down here, okay? All right. Let me make sure I got everything on paper. All right. Now, are you starting up the machine in my face, or do you start it lower and then...
Oh, it's going right in your face.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Ready? Here we go. All right. Get ready. Get ready to call. Ready? Three,
here
two,
comes the hurricane.
And one. Go. Like a cardio workout. Woo.
Man.
That was a storm.
You almost got blown over.
Hurricane.
Kevin, you're having way too much fun with this.
Hurricane Kevin just blew through. You know what's funny? That really does, like, it's only, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds. It does take it out of you, though. Did you feel yesterday like I just got like a crazy workout?
Yeah, I felt like, who needs coffee? Just put a leaf blower right in my face. Wake me up.
It feels pretty good now. Like, I feel rejuvenated. I'm ready to go. All right, ninth caller, 800-992-1099. We'll start with you next. If you could tell us what song that was for Category 5 karaoke for a $50 gift card, Tropical Smoothie.
I'm glad you survived. Well done.
Yeah. I feel like, is it Jim Cantore? I feel like Jim Cantore, the Weather Channel right now. It's QIK. 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's morning crew, Category 5 karaoke. I just performed a song under Category 5 hurricane conditions. And I don't know if I did a good job or not, but it was fun, man. It woke me up.
Yeah, you lived to tell the tale.
Tomorrow morning, 7:10. We'll do it again. It'll be Melanie's turn back again.
Oh,
Category 5. But
like
first,
just did it.
Let's see if we can get a winner. Guess what song I was singing, Category 5 karaoke. Let's start with Denise. Welcome, Denise. How are you?
Good.
Good. What song do you think it was, Denise?
I think it was When the Sun Goes Down by Kenny Chesney.
You are absolutely correct.
Denise,
even in Category 5, I mean, this is the most powerful hurricane that could ever touch the planet, I was able to perform it And do it in such a way that you knew exactly what I was singing, right?
Exactly.
Can we talk for a second about this horrible background track? Listen to this karaoke version. It is so bad.
Wait a minute. This is... I thought it sounded pretty good.
Oh my gosh, I thought it sounded pretty good, actually.
Well,
you made it sound good.
Karaoke, so I'm horrible. It's better for me guessing than singing, for sure.
All right.
At least she admits it.
Yeah, but I hear... Let me give you a little secret, right? If you do it, if you do karaoke in a hurricane, it doesn't sound that bad. Because you're in a hurricane. You know what I'm saying?
Right, it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. If it was just me doing karaoke, you wouldn't even have called to win.
Out.
Yeah, you'd have been like, eh, that's terrible. All right, $50 gift card, tropical smoothie. Denise, hang on a second, okay?
All right, thanks.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate you. And don't forget, storm season starts this Saturday. Tax-free starts Friday and goes for a week. So you're talking about tax-free on hurricane supplies, you know, generators, batteries. I mean, you know,
everything.
You know the deal. Yep. I mean, you can get all the information online, but we want you to take advantage of that, and most importantly, get ready and get safe for storm season, which has arrived this Saturday. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I think this is so cool. This St. Pete resident, he's got an ice cream truck. For his birthday, he's giving out free ice cream.
This is so sweet.
Hey, how about more of this guy in the world? How about more of this guy? Here's the news story.
I'm super excited. This is probably the sweetest thing I've ever done in my life. You know, I love ice cream. I love people. I love the St. Pete community. So what better way to, you know, celebrate my birthday than give out free ice cream?
More of that guy in the world, please. I'd like to order up some of him.
Like, yeah, I love how many people supported him, too. So his name is John Boyd, and it's his 26th birthday. He started a GoFundMe page for the project that he's calling John's Ice Cream Drive. And instead of asking for gifts, obviously, for himself or to buy something for himself, he is giving back to the community. So he's going all around St. Pete this afternoon. Free ice cream cones.
Really
giving
cool.
Giving them out.
All right, so does he have the locations?
He does. We have him up on the website, too, so 99.5QIK.com. But he's going to be at USF St. Pete this afternoon starting at 3, then the Sundial and Intermezzo. So it's happening all afternoon into the evening.
99.5QIK.com. Get the exact times and locations. And I just think that's awesome.
Yeah, and happy birthday to him.
Absolutely.
He deserves it.
Handing out free ice cream on his birthday.
Love it.
That's how you do it, kids. It's 99.5QIK, Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L. QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Dirks, that's living 99.5 QIK. Go back to the beginning of that song. Where do you live that the sun rises at 6:01 in the morning? God, I thought about that and I said, geez, that's a lot of pressure.
Every time I hear him say that, I go, I'm so jealous you get to sleep in until 6:01.
I just go, my gosh, the sun is already coming up at 6:01. That's just a lot of pressure. I feel like you got to be on it.
The
sun
rised here today at 6:35.
I need those extra 30 minutes is what I'm saying.
34.
Yeah. I just do. And yeah. I don't know. I know Dirks is like, he's like a mountain man. He likes to get out and get rugged, you know, and hunt and fish. But whew, I need to ease into the day. I can't wake up in 6:01 sun. I just can't do it.
You like coming in when it's just completely dark out?
Yeah, I need to gradually. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like before I get the tequila, I gotta have a beer.
It's like a gateway drug.
It's gateway.
You need a little darkness when you first wake up, and then the gradual sunrise.
I need a lot of darkness. Yeah, I need to get there.
Okay.
All right, let's do this name game. Mark and Melanie's world famous name game on QIK. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Four tickets to explore the new Sesame Street land. This sounds great. I saw social media yesterday. People are really going crazy about this. It's only at SeaWorld Orlando. Callers 9 and 10. You're playing for that right now.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Four tickets to explore the new Sesame Street land. This is only at SeaWorld Orlando. This is an awesome, awesome prize.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet, but I want to go.
A lot of people talking about this. This is great. Liz and Dave are playing for these tickets right here, right now. Liz, you were the ninth caller, so you're going to be up first. We're going to give you a category, Liz. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Dave, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names in the category. All right, we've got 5 seconds on the clock. Storm season starts this Saturday. Tax-free shopping starts Friday for a week. Very important.
Yeah, it's time to load up on hurricane supplies.
So, Liz, Your category is name things you would use to hurricane prep. Go.
Water bottles.
Alternator.
Band-aids.
Wood.
Bug spray.
Ice.
Dry shampoo.
Okay, radios.
Canned food?
Canned food.
5 seconds is up, Dave.
Storm shutter.
I'm sorry, buddy. 5 seconds went by.
But he said it three times, so doesn't that mean he gets to stay in?
All right. Liz, congratulations. This is really cool. You're going to explore the new Sesame Street land only at SeaWorld Orlando.
I'm so excited. I have a nephew that's obsessed with Sesame Street. I'm so nervous. I can't even speak right.
No, it's all good.
You're fine. And I love your priorities when it comes to the hurricane, by the way. Your hair is going to look amazing.
Try shampoo.
Yes. Who needs greasy hair during a hurricane, right?
That's unbelievable.
I should have just said toothpaste. That would have been okay.
Yeah. If my wife comes home with dry shampoo as hurricane prep, I'm going to freak out.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Rays, they were winners last night, 99.5 QIK.
Yes.
They've now pulled within one game of the Yankees' first place in the AL East.
Yes, so exciting.
Yeah, got some early season drama here as the Rays chasing down the Yankees. And last night, Melanie was the in-game host at the Trop.
I was.
All over the Jumbotron.
It was so much fun.
So you can't see yourself when you're doing it, right? Because you're looking into a camera.
Yeah, so I'm looking into a camera or I'm hosting something that's going on. So there was the DJ Kitty versus Raymond ball bounce challenge last night.
Who won?
It was DJ Kitty.
Like by a mile, right?
No, actually. He had to jump off the ball and die for it.
I always wanted DJ Kitty and Raymond to play beer pong. You know, just something different a little bit, you know?
Beer pong. I love that.
Yeah, just, I don't know, mix it up a little bit, you know?
That's actually genius.
Well,
I should suggest it.
What do you expect? I mean, come on. I've been thinking about this for years. I was like, DJ Kitty and Raymond, beer pong, come on.
Yeah, so when I'm hosting that part of it, obviously I'm not looking at the screen. I'm talking to the kids that are participating, so.
I know you met a bunch of people out there last night.
Yeah, shout out to Tina and also Sandy. They were both at the game and they're listeners. Tina and her husband were there and they listen every single morning. She was so sweet.
Y'all are the best. That's
yeah,
nice.
Thank you guys.
Are you able to root for the game? Because I know you grew up in St. Pete, so you're a big Rays fan. Like,
yeah.
But you're so busy. It's almost like, I was trying to think, like, I don't know, because when you're doing something, like, what if something crazy happens? You can't necessarily, like, stop and watch the play.
Oh, no, I totally do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm jumping up and down. I'm cheering. The whole thing.
Okay, so you get both. You get the best.
Yeah, I get to enjoy the game and then also host it. That's the best part about the gig.
All right. Well,
I want to do it.
I think you brought good luck to the Rays. Not only did they win, the Yankees lost. So you're controlling both universes. And then you're doing this again Sunday.
I am.
Whew.
That is going to be a busy game.
All right.
I cannot wait.
You sports bettors out there, obviously the Rays will win Sunday and the Yankees will lose. So
that's the goal.
Yeah. All right. So Melanie's pulling those strings. Well, congratulations. It was good stuff last night.
Thanks.
Everyone said you did a great job on the Jumbotron.
Thank you.
You do it again Sunday at the Rays game. 99.5 QIK. Thomas Rhett.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
And does anybody pay attention to Guinness Book of World Records anymore, the world records? Or are they just so weird and obscure, nobody knows?
Yeah, probably the second thing.
Okay, well, there's another record broke over the weekend.
Okay.
And it was how fast somebody could pop 200 balloons with a needle. Okay? There was 200.
What?
Yeah, 200 balloons, and they're taped to the side of the wall. So you basically had to, like, run back and forth with the needle and pop them, 200 balloons. The old record was about 20 seconds. Here's the audio of this guy trying to attempt to break this Guinness Book of World Records. Here you go.
Ready, set, go!
Isn't the balloons popping?
Kind of sounds like a motorcycle or a gun.
A terrible motorcycle. What are you talking about?
Stop! 14.88!
Where?
That felt good. That's been many months in the making right there.
This guy trained for this for 7 months, And he did talk about he needed to have your cardio up. Think about that, because you're running back and forth so quick to pop all these balloons.
I don't want to think about that. This is the most ridiculous thing ever.
Well,
I can think of a million other things I'd rather do than pop balloons.
I think that's why this Guinness Book of World Records, like, it doesn't mean as much as it used to. Like, you have to pay for it, and it's a lot of money. I think it's like $5,000 or something. Yeah, for them to come out and certify.
To pop a bunch of balloons?
I think it is. It is sort of like a motorcycle, but it's one that needs a new muffler. Yeah.
Unbelievable. New I can't world. Believe that was a thing.
That was a thing, everybody. That guy went to school for that. Isn't that crazy? It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie. All right, this is crazy. Remember yesterday we played the audio of that weatherman and he got on TV. Now, he's in the Midwest. They have they're getting just pounded with tornadoes. This is just a sad
video.
This has been going on for weeks. And I was reading this morning on this weather blog. I'm sort of a weather nerd.
Weather blog?
It was a weather blog.
Not just like the Weather Channel, but you actually thought out a blog.
It's for weather nerds, so it's a weather blog for weather nerds. Anyway, it's really cool. And
sounds like it.
But it's sad, though, because they said this pattern that we're in, this could continue for the next couple of weeks. These tornadoes are causing a lot of damage. Well, people are now getting on social media and bashing the meteorologists for cutting into programming. This happened last week during one of the NBA playoff games.
Yeah.
And the weatherman got on there and acknowledged it. And he goes, you guys are crazy. We have tornadoes on the ground. You can be as mad as you want at the split screen. You can still watch your game, but we're trying to save people's lives.
Yeah. And he said, we are not apologizing no matter how many complaints we get to the station.
Yeah. And I think they're right on that. Well, The Bachelorette was on Monday night.
That it was.
Tornadoes ripped through Dayton. They actually caused a lot of problems in Dayton, Ohio. At one point, Ohio was 5 million people without power. I mean, that's, you know, you're talking about like hurricane type numbers there. Well, this weatherman gets on the air and here's what he did.
Heavy rain is between you and the tornado. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay?
He's losing it.
It's nice rain. Think about this was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that.
It's crazy. I mean, he went from one end of the
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic.
Okay, and then the next thing he says, I'm done with you people. You're pathetic.
All right, I'm sorry I did that. I'm just...
Jeez. You know who this reminds me of? Is my mom, when we were in Target when I was little, she was like, you know what? I am done with you kids. And she'd yell. And then immediately after, okay, I'm sorry. What was it that you wanted?
I don't know what to say to that. It's just like your mom's really like that. Like,
she would. Yeah. She would like spaz out and then immediately be like, okay, sorry.
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic.
Then he takes a breath.
All right. I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
His point is right on. I mean, these people who need to watch The Bachelorette while tornadoes are blowing through their community. This is what's crazy. It's not like, you know, this is people during their community are being affected by these tornadoes on the ground. And they're like, no, we want to know what happened on the date.
Unbelievable.
It's just crazy. So this is the second one that we've heard of a second meltdown like this from meteorologists. Now this is what I was reading in the weather blogs. They're asking people to not reach out to the meteorologists during their live hits during this because they're causing undue stress to the meteorologists. Because the meteorologists, by the way, they have to do that. They have a responsibility.
Of course.
I mean, they're being told by their bosses, cut in because there are tornadoes on the ground. This could be life-threatening.
Yeah, so it's they're asking very important people, information.
But I'm telling you, I have a fear. I know it's going to... I think people now are going to start overdoing it just to get... You know what I mean? Because they're reacting.
Right.
I don't think the meteorologist should react anymore. I think that's it. Just do it. Don't acknowledge it because now they're going to be coming after you.
Yeah, you can't go on air and say, I'm sick of you people.
Right.
It's never good.
You start breaking down a little bit and then it shows.
All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that... We have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
Around here, too. It's just, oh, man.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Let's head up to New Jersey, where a woman was arrested for drunk driving. Police said, okay, it's time for you to get out of jail. You need to call someone to come pick you up so you have a safe ride home. All right. She calls her best friend, who was also her drunkest friend. He showed up to pick her up. He was promptly arrested as well.
Oh, my gosh.
The two later made it home by another friend who happened to be sober.
Well,
They're both 21 years old, by the way. Like, that's no way to bring in your inaugural year of drinking. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm at the police station. I've been arrested for drunk driving. Come pick me up. Well, I'm drunk. Okay, come pick me up anyway. Cool, now you're going to jail.
They say that, though, that good friends will pick you up from jail, but best friends will already be in jail with you.
Very true. Very true. Indianapolis, Indiana. A man was fleeing from police. The cops are chasing him down. He bails out of his car. He jumps over a bridge to get away. He successfully gets away. One problem.
Uh-oh.
One of his legs was a prosthetic leg. It got caught on the bridge. The police now have his prosthetic leg. They don't have the body it belongs to.
It's like a weird Cinderella story. Like the glass slipper, except it's his leg.
It's the peg leg.
Yeah.
Instead of the glass slipper.
Now they got to match it up.
They do have the fake leg, but they haven't found the guy. So they are scouring social media with pictures of the leg to see if somebody can identify the owner to the leg.
Cinderfella.
You got to give this guy credit, though. He's got a fake leg and he got away from the cops. I mean,
I'm impressed.
You ever watch that American Ninja Warrior?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Like, this guy should be on it. And those guys on American Ninja Warrior, they have, like, real legs. He's got a fake leg and he got away from the police.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy, if you ask me. Those are nutbags north of Florida.
Not from here.
Nah, we're all normal down here. Nothing like that down here. Luke Combs, She Got the Best of Me. It's on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, storm season kicks off Saturday. Tax-free shopping starts Friday. You'll get a week starting Friday for hurricane prep stuff. Earlier this morning, we did Category 5 karaoke, okay? Kevin's got this leaf blower. It blows air 250 miles an hour, way above a Category 5 hurricane.
Yes.
So we're singing songs while we're getting blasted in the face with a Category 5 hurricane wind, and you're trying to guess what it was. Here's how it sounded this morning.
Here comes the song. When the sun goes down, we'll be moving when the sun goes down. Good old life when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything is hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
I thought I did a great job earlier this morning. Category 5 karaoke. That was like a cardio workout. It really was.
I loved watching it. It's so much more fun to watch it happen than have it done to you.
Video on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. You can check that out right now. Well, tomorrow morning at 7:10, Melanie goes back into the eye of the storm.
Yes.
And another prize up for grab from Tropical Smoothie. So it's Category 5 karaoke.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning, 7:10, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.